Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Adar. Today is Tanis Esther, for those who are able to fast, wishing everyone an easy and meaningful fast. Today is day 524, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz of Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere in North Woodmere, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Will be followed by Rabbi Leibowitz fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Leibowitz will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, for the hostages, for the Shavuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach HaKolem, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the Daily Call, the Daily Tehillim Call Reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. As I've been sharing, only with that link will you find the list that has been shared with us and will be continuously updated by the IDF that has a list, lists the names of the Chayalim who are so very much in need of our collective tefillos. Please insert those names, the names of these brave soldiers during Rabbi Leibowitz's pause, as well as please hold on to that list during your own tefillos, the daven for these dear Chayalim who need a refuah, whether it's physically, mentally, whatever it might be. Let's continue to daven for them. I also want to acknowledge that today is our five-year anniversary since we launched the call at the beginning of COVID. Rabbi Leibowitz was our first shul rav to be on the call 5 years ago and has graciously joined us each and every year on this anniversary. And so we are so grateful to him for making the time each and every year to be with us. And it's truly a remarkable that it's 5 years. Hard to believe that it's been 5 years since COVID, 5 years since we started the Daily Tehillim call, and literally millions and millions and millions of words of Tehillim and Tefillah that have been recited on this call by each and every single one of you. And I'm not going to take up any more time. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Leibowitz.
Thank you very much, Rav Naftali. It's wonderful to be back again another year, 5 years into this beautiful endeavor. I wanted to share with you a thought relating to both Purim and Parshas Kisisa, because this year, as we know, Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos Parshas Kisisa and in Yerushalayim over the course of Shabbos Parshas Kisisa. So the entire Sefer Shemot is referred to as a Sefer HaGu'ula, and almost every single Parsha in Sefer Shemot seems to live up to that billing. The first half of the Sefer is about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. The second half of the Sefer largely is about the Mishkan, which is the very definition of Ge'ula, of redemption. And yet there's one Parsha that seems to not fit in at all, and that is Parshas Kisisa, which deals primarily with the sin of the Egel, which is not a Ge'ula. It is a step backwards from Ge'ula. Furthermore, in a non-leap year, Purim always comes out of the week of Parshas Kisisa, and there are actual Parsha connections between Purim and Kisisa. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tesam Beis says, where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? And the Gemara says, oh, if you look at the Ketorah that is spoken about in Parshas Kisisa, it talks about Mar Durar, and the uncles translates it as Maradachya, which sounds a lot like Mordechai. So apparently there's some connection between the Ketores and Mordechai and Parshas Kisisa, and it seems a little bit odd. Even the presence of the Ketores in Parshas Kisisa seems a little bit odd. What's it even doing here? It should be in Parshas Truma or Tzedakah. So I saw in Rabbi Avi Feiner's beautiful sefer, Purim Eternal, he develops a beautiful insight into the Ketores that helps answer these questions and hopefully can be a source of chizuk for us. There are 11 ingredients in the Ketores, Yud Aleph Samamanim. Normally, the number 10 represents a complete unit. We have a minyan, then we have 10 people. Which is the element of the Ketores, which is the third wheel, or the 11th wheel, so to speak? It's the chelbina. It's the one that has a very foul odor. And yet, the Ketores is not acceptable without it. Im chisar achas mikol samneha, chayev misa. If you're missing even that one, you're chayev misa. Rabbeinu B'chai points out that this symbolizes the idea that no Jew can be left behind. Called tefila she'ein bo miposhe Yisrael eino tefila. When we reach out to God, we need to include every Jew, no matter how distant they are from observance. We have to care about everybody, and our own tefila is invalid if it doesn't have poshe Yisrael among us. And perhaps the 11 parshiyos of Sefer Shemos represent the same concept. There are 10 that beautifully point us to Geula, and there's one that sticks out like a sore thumb, which tells of the event that took us backwards in the Geula process. Parshas Kisisa is the chelbina of the Sefer Geula. And with that simple yet profound idea, we can understand the role Parshas Kisisa plays in Sefer Geula is the very same role that chelbina plays in the Ketores. You can't have a Geula without setbacks. You can't have anything great happen without some level of disruption. When there's a setback, there's a disruption, there's movement. That's an opportunity. The ability to commit a Chavei Egel and to come back from that is what makes the Geula possible. Because without that model of tshuva that follows the Chavei Egel, we have no blueprint for future tshuva, and which is going to lead to future Geula. And in that context, the connection between Purim and more specifically Mordechai and the Ketores becomes very clear. Rabbi Yonos Naipshitz explains that in order for Mordechai to ensure a positive outcome to the Purim story, he required Lech Knos Kol HaYehudim, not Lech Knos HaTalmidei Chachamim, Lech Knos my chevra, my group, my people, Kol HaYehudim. All of the Jewish people had to be part of the solution. And maybe that's why the Ketores appears in Parshas Kisisa, the very Parsha that represents our ability to be part of the Jewish story, even if we haven't always lived up to what Hashem has demanded of us, and the inability of the Jewish story to move forward without each and every one of us is symbolized both by Parshas Kisisa in general and by the Ketores in particular. We should take this message to heart and appreciate the great opportunity that the mitzvot of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim Ish L'Re'ehu represent, to reach out to people who we otherwise maybe would not have included, to be able to make sure that we have Kol HaYehudim in our sights, and along the lines of what we're trying to accomplish with this call by davening for the Jewish people the world over, and particularly having in mind our Chayalim, who are in harm's way and are working so hard to defend us. I will now read the chapters of Tehillim. Lam Natsayach Mizmor David Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yisagev Chashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitziyon Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Menchosecha V'yolotcha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chuvavecha V'chol Atoscha Yimalei Niranin of Yishua Secha, Vishem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Nishalo Secha, Atza Yadati, Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yanei Mishmei Kacho Bidveros, Yishai Minahu, Eile Varechev, Vieile Vatsusim, Vanachnu Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heim Makaru Vinafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Yoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, Yom Kareinu, Kapitel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor L'David, Adonai Rami, Lorech Zahar, Limot Deshe Yarbiteni, Amei Menucho, Sinah Aleinu, Nafshi Yishovei, Yancheni, B'magoi Tzedek, L'man Shema, Gam Ki Erech, B'geit HaMavet, Lo Irara, Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha U'meshantecha, Hema, Yinachamuni, Paroch ufanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Yishat v'Hashem in roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yizufuni kol yimei chayai. V'shafti b'veis Adonai li'orech yamin. Kapitel Kufchaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos, etzayin ha'ilarim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglacha, al yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum ve'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yad yiminecha. Yom ha'mashamesh lo yakecha. V'yareach v'alayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitcha v'orecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir ha'malos, mimamakim k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai shema b'koli, t'yemaz nacha kashuvot v'kol tachanunai, im avonos t'shmariya, Adonai mi yamod, ki imcha hasalicha, leman tivarei, ki visi Adonai ki vesan nafshi, velidvaro hocholti, nafshi la Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achasem, barvei mofidus, vehu yifte es Yisrael, Niko Lavonasov, Kuf Membeis, 142. Maskil David, Vyosova Maora, Shetila, Koli El Adonai Ezok, Koli El Adonai Ezkanon, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzorasi Lefanav Agid, Vyosateif Alai Ruchi, Vyat Vyadat Nesivasi, Borazu aleich, tzavnufach li, habeit yaminu re'ei, ve'in li makir, avad manos mimeni, en beresh lenafshi. Zaakti eilech, Adonai amarti atamachti, chelki da'eret hachayim. Hakshiv el minasi, ki dalosi ma'od, hatzileni mirodfai, ki amutku mimeni, hotzi amimasker nafshi, lahodos eshumecha, ויחתי לצדיקים, כי סגמל עליי. אחינו קובץ ישראל, הנצונים בצורה ושביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציא מצורה לרווחה, ומהפלו ליאורה, ומשיבו בגולה, השתבה עגלה בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on Seir land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berech Avosfeinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, V'yivarech es chayalei tziva ha'agana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos ha'bitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar ha'atzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו מגפן לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צורה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברסוננו תחתיהם, ויעצרם בקצר ישוע, ובאתרס ניצחון. יקרו בהם הכוסף, כי אדם אלוהיך המהלך, ימלכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביך מושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך, אבא סיין רב נצח יעקב, יוסף משה וארון, דבר שלמה, ויברך, ישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל שביעיו, ואת כל אחינו הנשונים בצור ובשביעיו, עבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מספלל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאים מחושך וצל מוות, ומוססיהם ינתק, Mi Shaderach Avoshen Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Uyivarech Et Acholim Kol Chol Yisrael Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Yirachim Aleihem Lachlim Amal Rapam Lachat Kam Lach Yotzam Yishlach Lam Mehir Rufo Shleim Amin Hashemayim Lachol Yivrei Lachol Yidayim Rufo Asenafash Rufo Asagof Hashabag Alav Zman Kriv Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the years of Hashem, in the near future, and the 6th anniversary, 7th, and in the years of Hashem, many, many, many more years to come. And I want to thank Rabbi Leibowitz, but also thank each and every one of you who call in daily, be a part of the call, not because of the call, because our tefillos, our prayers matter, our opportunities to learn together, to daven together from around the world. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone an easy fast, a freilichen, happy Purim, and a wonderful Shabbos.